The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty, little cherubs. I must tell you, we know that thing about spring and how much are we beloved, including me. But my eyeballs, I woke up this morning with the reddest eyeballs. Just everything around here has exploded all at the same moment. It literally looked like it was snowing today because all the blossoms on the trees are blowing around. So there's and we've had really cold weather, and then all of a sudden yesterday was 80. So everything and all the things that have been frozen because they came up too soon, there is just, I swear to you, I haven't even looked at the pollen count. My eyes can tell me, and I'm thinking, man, forgot that about spring. And it turns out I live in one of the few cities within about a 100-mile radius that actually has pollen problems. I don't know how I figured that out. But as I said, we did the story yesterday that women who live near trees, this is a very strange story, that women who live near trees actually have a longer than normal life expectancy. Now, a number of questions come to mind, right? Number one, why is it true of women if not men? Nobody had an answer for that. It turns out that you don't actually have to hug a tree. You just have to be around a tree. And the more, there's a 30% difference between the women who live around a lot of trees and the women who have no trees around. So that's a huge difference in any kind of social survey, right? And it turns out, they say, part of it is just, if you're around trees, you're probably around more people, which I'm not sure would necessarily follow, right? I mean, I suppose if you're living in an urban environment, that's true. Where there's trees, there's probably people. There are parks, right? But if you think about it, if you're in a forest and there's nobody around, there are going to be a lot of trees and no people. So that seems to me a highly questionable theory. The second is that there's more oxygen, and that's undoubtedly true. We know, remember from junior high school biology class about photosynthesis, that trees take in carbon dioxide and pump out oxygen. Remember that? Photosynthesis, like that. All right, so that's true. But it turns out that a third of the longevity can be attributed to mental health issues. Just that it makes you happy to see trees, I guess. Or that trees have some kind of mystical response to the human psyche, or the human psyche has some sort of mystical response to trees, I guess would be more accurate. The druids were right.
Nice.
But it's still not clear to me why it would be true of women and not men. I don't know. But it was, I mean, it's one of those studies to a certain extent that raises more questions than it answers. What can I tell you? Alrighty, but as I said, this is a great time of year, and today was really, I mean, so far I had to be uptown really early this morning, which is, I tried really hard not to have to be on any kind of public transportation before I do the program, which means I basically tried not to plan anything before I do the program, because the stress is just really not worth it, of the train stopping, or getting stopped in a tunnel, or something not running, or them deciding the president's in town, and this is the primary day for a lot of people. Don't forget to vote if you can. And it's just one of those beautiful days. I mean, it's just enough breeze and sunshiny and not real. Yesterday was actually pretty warm, but as I said, my eyeballs are going, are you kidding me? So I had to tell them, yes, I was kidding them, and put some drops in it and popped a Claritin. What can I tell you? I don't know. I guess a lot of people take Claritin every day. I can't, you know, the idea of taking anything every day is just, I guess I take toothpaste every day. Try not to swallow a lot of it, but. All right, 855-993-7569. Speaking of brushing your teeth, today is National Garlic Day. And one of my proudest moments, I suppose, was I was actually a judge for the Miss Gilroy Garlic Festival contest queen. She actually has a little crown that had a little garlic bud in it. That's pretty interesting. You could smell Gilroy. Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world. And you can smell, or at least America, maybe, I think it's the world, though. You could smell, you could smell Gilroy from very far away. And they make everything, including taffy. They make garlic iced tea, which is supposed to be very good for you. There was a restaurant in San Francisco, I think it was called I think it's called the Stinky Rose, which is another name for garlic, and they had garlic iced tea as well. Today also, which I didn't mean to sort of put something that's kind of silly, as opposed to something that's very serious, although the other things that are on today are a little serious, or a little unserious. Today is the bombing commemoration day of Oklahoma City. And I'll bet you if I asked 100 people who do not live in Oklahoma, what day did the Oklahoma bombings occur? I'll bet you at least 90 of them could not tell me the day. Could you have told me the day, Jacob?
Nope.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Which is one of my theories that if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. Now, someone's going to say, well, everybody knows about September 11th. I think that's true. But first of all, that was in more than one city. And I will tell you, even for that, on September 11th, which is what now, 15 years ago, this September, it's always a question about what to do about it from my point of view. I'm always grateful when it occurs on a weekend. Because I was living in New York at the time, still live in New York. And so for me, it's still an ongoing trauma. But my program is not only national, but international. And the question is what to do about it. And I remember one year where I said to people, what do you think we should do about September 11th? And geographically, it mattered hugely about where you live, about whether or not it was still something to be commemorated or just kind of ignored. And so for Oklahoma City, as I said, try it today. Although people who listen to my program and probably the other programs may have had it mentioned, but I'll bet you'll find that that a huge number of people are completely unaware. Even if you ask them, not even what day, but what month, I'll bet you most people couldn't tell you. Which is again, in some ways you could view it as callousness, I suppose, and kind of one of the responses to the program, one of the program director questions yesterday of how come people can do terrible things to other people? And I think the answer is because they view them as different. And if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen is kind of the corollary to that. But the other is looking at it in a more positive way is it really bespeaks to the resilience of the human spirit of we tend to get over stuff, to sort of integrate it or say in 500 years who will know or who will care. We go on from it. So, alrighty. On this day, speaking of which, in 1865, Lincoln's funeral occurred in the East Room of the White House. I'll bet you people couldn't tell you that either. I'll bet you if you asked what day Lincoln died on, which is a trick question to a certain extent, because there's an official day and then there's the day that he probably died, which was on the day he was shot. But the day that's actually commemorated. Do you know what day it is, Jacob?
I don't, actually.
Once I tell you, you'll remember it probably forever. But, again, it's one of those things that, if people said where, everybody would probably know Ford's Theater and John Wilkes Booth,
mm-hmm.
whose brother was probably the best-known actor of his time. But it's April 15th. And so if you remember, April 15th is Income Tax Day, which it actually wasn't this year, but nevertheless, that was the day that he was officially declared as having died. He was shot point blank the day before, so he was very likely actually died on the 14th. But you'll remember the 15th just because you'll associate it with Income Tax Day.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, for the next Trivial Pursuit, yeah, you're in great shape. On this day in 1892, again, one of those days that is going to get a little fuzzy, I think, in people's minds, he claims, Charles Duryea, to have driven the first automobile in the United States in Springfield. I know what claims mean. That means, like, alleged. Charles, why are they? You need a better PR agent. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. A good time to call me is really any time. Any time now except the last 3 minutes of the last hour of the program. That's not a great time to call me. Although, it's kind of like saying, don't think about pink elephants, right? Every time I do that, somebody calls in the last 3 minutes. Maybe I should stop doing that. Okay, so a really bad time to call would be now. No, I'm kidding. That was trying to use reverse psychology on you. Alrighty, on this day in 1919, Leslie Irvin of the United States makes the first successful voluntary free fall parachute jump using a new kind of self-contained parachute. The other ones being involuntary. Somebody shoved you out of the plane.
That's great.
Well, I mean, isn't that what that sentence implies?
I would think so.
Okay, Jacob, we're going to go for a ride today.
Okay.
And instead of a windbreaker, I want you to wear this really kind of cool backpack. And here, this is the most comfortable seat in the plane. It's right here by the hatch. And you know what? It's getting a little musty in here, so I didn't want to open the door and get some fresh air. Bye, Jacob. That would be the first involuntary free fall parachute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the strangest. I mean, I'm trying to figure out if it says that people were shoved out of planes before that to see if it worked. It says a parachute is a device used to slow the motion of an object through an atmosphere by creating drag. Yeah. Okay. Well, we knew that part. They tried parachuting as early as the 1470s. Maybe this is why it was not voluntary. A free-hanging man clutching a crossbar frame attached to a conical canopy. As a safety measure, four straps running rods to his... so he was basically hanging on for dear life, I'm sure. The surface area of the parachute seems to be too small. A more sophisticated parachute was sketched by Leonardo, of course. That'd be in 1485. And the scale worked better. Somebody actually tested it in 2000, and again in 2008, they did one that was shaped like a pyramid. Then in 15, I'm just trying to figure out who dumped somebody out of a plane. Modern parachute was invented in the 18th century by Louis-Sébastien Lenormand in France, who made the first recorded public jump in 1783. In 1785, he coined the word parachute. Para mean to parry, and the French word for chute is to fall. So he's offsetting a fall, I suppose. In 1785, Jean-Pierre Blanchard demonstrated some means of safely disembarking from a hot air balloon. That's a little tricky. All right. He later claimed to have had the opportunity to try it himself in 1793 when his hot air balloon ruptured and he used a parachute to descend. This event was not witnessed by others, and maybe that's not voluntary. Maybe that's what happened. See, what day were they actually saying this was happening? All right, so they're saying in 1919. Now, this is well before that. This is in the, you know. All right, oh, here's 1911. A dummy. They're not saying it's a human dummy or not. they dumped off the Eiffel Tower. Puppet's weight was 75 kilograms. The parachute's weight was 21. The cables were 9 meters long. In 1912, Franz Reichardt jumped to his death from the tower during initial testing of his wearable parachute. Oops. 1911, Grant Morton jumped from an airplane. This was the throw-out type where he held the parachute in his arms as he left the aircraft. Then the same year, Gleb Kotelnikov invented the first knapsack. Herman Lademann and his wife, Kate Paulus, had been jumping with bag parachutes in the last decade of the 19th century. So I'm just trying to... It still doesn't say why they use the word voluntary. First military use, maybe that was... They're saying it's a World War One, so that was later. All right, they're saying Georgia Broadwick became the first woman to parachute jump from a moving aircraft, doing so over Los Angeles. While doing demonstrations for the U.S. Army, she deployed her chute manually, thus becoming the first person to jump free fall. So it doesn't say where... I the voluntary may have been as opposed to having to ditch. That's the only thing I can figure out. What do you think?
Because, yeah.
I mean, the idea of pushing you out of a plane does have a certain appeal, but it's probably not historically accurate.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem about having the kind of mind I have. Speaking of minds, Mae West, come up and see me sometime, handsome. I'm home most every night, was sentenced to 10 days in jail for obscenity for her play Sex. You go, Mae. She was kind of, I guess, the Roaring Twenties answer to Madonna, or Madonna is the 80s answer to Mae West. Did you know that's why they're called Mae West? That the life preservers are called Mae West?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
That's from her. Because she had a big chest.
Wow.
See, you're going to be so good at Trivial
right.
Suit after you. All right, in 1943, Albert Hoffman took LSD for the first time, well before Timothy Leary, who didn't do it until another 20 years later, 25 mm-hmm. years almost. Charles Manson on this day was sentenced to death, although it was later commuted to life imprisonment, for conspiracy to commit the Tate-LaBianca murders. Seems longer ago in some ways than 71. In some ways, it seems it's been with us forever. And on basically, I suppose, good news, 1987, The Simpsons premiered as a short cartoon. And do you know what the show was without looking?
No, I don't.
Tracy Ullman's show.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a little short thing. She did all sorts of short things. I wonder what happened to Tracy Ullman. We'll have to check that out. So it is one of those days in history that some fairly momentous things happened. But, I mean, I still love, I think that's going to be my favorite all-time sort of statement, the first successful voluntary free-fall parachute jump. Well, now it was free-fall, but they're saying that that wasn't true, that the woman who did it in Los Angeles, but maybe hers wasn't voluntary.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. Voluntary. I suppose it could happen if your free fall, if your parachute didn't open for a while. I don't know. It's a very strange, and there's no particular explanation of it at all. So we'll just have to use our imagination, which of course is a terrifically dangerous kind of thing to do when you're talking about history. So I guess that the it's just interesting to me that the funeral service for Abraham Lincoln is part of the Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day. There do really seem to be sort of rhythms in life. It's almost enough to make you believe in horoscopes. Perhaps not quite enough. 855-993-7569. I'm the psychologist and scientist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Joy. I love your show.
Thank you.
Just want to say, I got relationship troubles. Seems like I have started out with friendships, and then I don't know. It seems like there's always something that goes on, and I'm at all. I don't want to be that way, but it seems like it just happens.
Right, John. Tell me how old you are.
I am 48.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
I am married.
You are married. So when you're talking about relationships, you're not talking about dating.
No, I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about work relationships with people
got it.
I work.
Okay, good.
And actually some relatives that are not really, you know,
All right, well, let's start. Which would you rather start with, the relatives or the work?
Well, actually one relative. Now, he's not a relative yet, but he's dating my brother's daughter.
Okay, so he would be your niece's fiancé at some point?
Right.
Okay.
If things work out.
Oh, okay, how long have they been dating?
Oh, they've been dating for quite a while. I don't know them that well,
John,
a little bit of time. I'll let you ask the question. How about
that? Okay, but then you got to answer him, baby Kate. When I say how long have they been dating, quite a while doesn't tell me very much.
I'd say on and off, but I think it's been like 3 years altogether.
3 years. Okay, how old is your niece?
She's in her mid-20s.
Okay, what's the problem with him from your point of view?
Well, I think he's a little rambunctious, and he's a little presumptuous.
All right, give me an example of rambunctiosity, of him being rambunctious and presumptuous. Give me an example
well, I think
of behavior.
He needs to grow up.
John,
yeah.
You can't give me terms like that because they don't mean anything. You have to say, what specifically does he do that you think is immature?
Well, he can't really say. What if he's listening?
Well, he's listening. He's listening. I was going to say, maybe that's the way to help him sort of have a different perspective on his behavior. So
yeah.
You're not going to tell me anything that's not true. You're not going to tell me anything that's slanderous. You haven't mentioned his name. What is he specifically doing?
Well, I'll tell you. We have an interest in hobbies. We like to fish.
Okay.
I have a place over at my place, so he likes to come, and he's always coming over and fishing.
Okay.
And I think he comes over too much, and I, confronted him about it, and it's been a kind of a problem in our relationship.
Okay, fair enough. That he, I got it exactly. How often is he coming over?
Well, he doesn't anymore. That's the thing. At first he was coming over. He was over there. Daily.
Wow.
And
he would just invite himself over.
Well, he asked me if he could, and I said, sure. At first I said, yeah, you can come over. I didn't realize he was going to come over as much as he did.
Okay,
and
so how did you stop him from coming over?
Well, I did was, don't you like to go to other places and fish as well? And he looked at me and said, you don't want me fishing here. And I said, well, I didn't, not that I don't want you fishing here. And I didn't really, I didn't really say anything. And maybe I should have. But
yeah.
He took from that that was the case.
Okay, let's focus exactly this point, because this may be the issue. John, if I'm doing something you don't like me to do, you can't be passive-aggressive about it. You can't say, gee, Joy, don't you have someplace else you want to be? Because all that's going to do is hurt my feelings. You're much better off, and I'm much better off to say, Joy, I really like having you over here every once in a while, but when you're over here, I sort of feel like I have to entertain you, and I know you're going to tell me I don't have to, but how about if we agreed that you came over on Fridays, because then I can really look forward to it, and I can, I'll make sandwiches, so why don't we plan on having you over here on Fridays? And that's going to feel a whole different, it's going to feel very different to me. Now, on some level, I'm smart enough to understand that what you're saying is, Joy, 6 days a week is too many, but you're not really hurting my feelings. You're telling me that it's your feelings because you feel that you have to be a host or whatever, and therefore, but you still want me to come over, and you're willing to not only have me come over, but you're willing to make a fuss over me when I do come over. So that's going to feel very different, as opposed to the other, which is, all you've done is really kind of hurt my feelings without giving me anything to hang on to, and it sort of makes it my responsibility without you sort of manning up and saying, it's too much. So, and if that's what you're doing in other relationships, what you're going to do is have people furious at you because you're hurting their feelings, as opposed to just saying, listen, I really like having you over, but when you come over, I feel like I have to, have to do something about it. Occasionally, I like being by myself. How about if we had a deal that you came over on Fridays, and if Fridays don't work for you, let's make it Wednesdays, and I'll provide lunch. And that's going to make me feel completely different about you, about the experience. I'm not only going to go away, I'm not going to go away mad, and when I do come over, I'll probably bring the beer.
You might have something there, Joy.
Jeez, I hope so. All right, so let's look at the work relationships, because my guess is you're doing exactly the same thing. You, like most of us, don't have poker face, which means when you're unhappy about something, it's going to be evident. So given the fact that you are unhappy about it, you're trying to convey that. You need to convey it much more cleanly and clearly, and also give somebody a reason to stay involved with you, as opposed to just hurt their feelings. Because it sounds to me that that's what you're doing, and you're doing it partially because you're a nice guy and you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, but partially because you're being a little bit chicken about it. And chicken means, we all need to be responsible for our own behavior. And when we're not, it turns out that we're either sneaky or we're not quite honest or we're doing all sorts of things that are going to be much more hurtful not only to the other person, but to our reputation in the long run. Look, if you want to give somebody the bad news, the best thing to remember is, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, what would work best? And having someone sort of say, well, don't you have someplace else to go, is not one of those things that most of us are going to think, oh, yeah, great idea. They want me to have a wider life. You're going to have your feelings hurt. So let's look at the issues at work and see if they fall into the same umbrella or if there's a different issue here. All right? Lay it on me.
The issue at work isn't really work-related, but it's like after work.
Okay.
We help each other out.
Okay.
And I think my problem is I promise things and then I don't follow through.
Okay.
But I don't think I think a whole lot.
You don't think what?
Right now we're at odds right now.
Okay. What did you promise that you didn't follow through?
Well, he was coming over to my place and helping.
Okay.
And I was going to give him, see, I work in a different division, you see.
Okay.
And we're afforded some privileges. And I said, oh, I've got some over here for you if you want to, if you want some of this. And it's actually material.
Okay.
We have it. It gets thrown away, but there's value in it. So, I promised that I would take him over to go get it. It's a little drive, to get it. And I called him and I said, let's go. And then that night it just got late and late and late. And I just forgot all about it. I see it was my fault.
Okay.
But it's not like it never happened the
okay.
other way either.
John, I hear. All right. How long ago did all this come down?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
How long ago did it all happen?
Well, actually about a week ago.
Okay. Have you taken care of it since? Have you gone over and gotten the stuff or called him up and said, let's go pick it up?
I'm attempting to. Actually, today I want to do it. And,
okay.
Okay.
All right. John, let me give you my take on this, all right? Because I do think that they do overlap. You, like all of us, want to be a good guy, all right? Because all of us do. All of us want to have other people to like us. We want to be able to look in the mirror and smile at that dude in the mirror and say, good job. But sometimes we have to find that line between being a good guy and being a doormat. So we have to be very careful that if we say we're going to do something, we're going to do it. Which means that sometimes we have to sort of take a deep breath and say, let me get back to you on this. Because it's much better to say to somebody, let me get back to you on this. Yeah. And take the moment and think about it than to just say, yeah, I'll do it, and then let them down. Because if you say yes when you meant maybe or no, you will hurt their feelings and they will be angry with you and they will feel that you're a liar. And none of us want to be a liar. So just take, and it's a similar thing with your niece's boyfriend, that you were being the good guy, but you didn't think it through. So next time, when he says, gee, I'd love to come fishing with you, instead of saying, okay, fine, anytime you want, just say, great, let me get back to you on this. I'll give you a date. Because then you have some time to think about what you're really offering and making sure that it's very specific and meet your needs as well as somebody else's. Because it doesn't do any good to be a good guy at the beginning and then a bad guy after the fact. Because people will be much madder at you than if you're a little bit aloof up front and then you sort of back off. Because then they'll view themselves as you got to know them better and like them better. So I think that the trick here is to understand that you, like all of us, want people to like you, but just be a little more careful and a little more aware of what you're really offering and be specific about it, and don't offer till you're ready to do it, and then be, again, specific about it, which means saying to somebody, I'd love to, let me get back to you tomorrow. And you can do that across the board. When someone says, do you want to go out for dinner tomorrow? If someone says, do you want to go fishing? If somebody says, can you help me out? If someone says, I'm having a birthday party? If someone says, my toilet's backed up? Anything. All you have to do is say, gee, would really love to help. Let me get back to you tomorrow. And then think about what you really want to do.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day. Send me a
call. Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, you're prejudiced, but thank you. Hey, before we do program director, let me just mention that apparently somebody over the weekend got really inspired, and apparently there were literally 900 attempts to hack into my website. I'm not sure how I got so popular, but or somebody's a little obsessive. So if you're having a hard time getting in, it should be okay now. And look, folks, could you hack somebody else's website? There's really nothing. I promise there are no national secrets there. There are very few nude photos. There are only three recipes for... I'm making stuff up. The point is, don't hack my website. Hack somebody else's, all right? Or don't hack anybody's. Sort of use your creativity and make your own website. Leave mine alone. You think that'll work?
Might.
Yeah. Slimming them. Okay, let's do. So that's my program director suggestion. Leave my website alone. I'm sure that'll work incredibly well. Okay. So, tell me what program directors we got.
All right. So, we have, let's see where the one I was looking at was. Mildred wanted to know how alcoholism is passed on from one generation to the next and how to end the pattern.
Okay, good question, Mildred. To a certain extent, well, there are a couple of answers here, believe it or not. All right, let's start with how we define alcoholism, believe it or not. Because there are two very distinct patterns here, and there's a little bit of an overlap, but they're very distinct. One says it's a choice. The other says it's an illness. There is a little bit of an overlap, but let me help you understand what both of these, what these different theories imply, and as you know, ideas, as far as I'm concerned, are for using, not believing. The illness model has been around for a long time. It says the same way that you can catch a cold or get cancer, you can be an alcoholic. It has nothing to do with you. It's nothing. I mean, they're probably healthier lifestyles that offset. And although, you know, if you push that metaphor very far, which people have, the illness metaphor itself is changing. That model is changing. The idea being that there are things that you can do to live a healthier life. I was, as I said, I was at an early morning screening, which is not my favorite thing to do. We were talking, somebody was talking about New York and people being sick, and I said, did you realize that New Yorkers on average live 2.5 years longer than the population as a whole? And somebody said, the subways. And I said, well, you're right in that people have to walk. There are very few times that you can actually not go up a staircase to get either out of a subway or into a subway. So we walk and we have to get to the subway and whatever. New Yorkers, by and large, don't own cars. So, and it really makes us healthier. My point being, so even the illness metaphor is changing and saying there are things you can do to offset the stress in your life, the chemicals in the air, the junk in your food. And the more we understand about bodies and the environment, the more we're giving people options of saying, well, even though human beings only live to this amount of time, you may be able to live longer by doing these things or not doing these things. Okay, so the illness model itself is being altered, but that still is a pretty pervasive one. And, for example, AA, which is one of the best known and to a certain extent for a lot of people most effective way of treating alcoholism, says I'm powerless. Okay, can't do anything about it. The other model is 180 degrees out. It says you may have a genetic predisposition, you may have a family history, you may be in an environment that encourages this, but it's a choice. And like any choices, you can make good choices and bad choices. Okay, now the overlap seems to be that there are certain ethnic groups, which means there are certain genetic markers that make people better able or less able to metabolize alcohol. Because alcohol isn't drinking alcohol, it's the effects of alcohol and the dependency on alcohol. Okay, so I've told the story before of working with a colleague who'd actually been put on probation a couple of times for drinking on the job. And I went to a party with him once. He was stone cold sober. I'd been working with him all day. Stone cold sober. I went and hung up my coat, which took maybe, I don't know, maybe 60, 70 seconds between the time I left him, hung up my coat and came back. And he was smashed, which meant, I mean, even if he chug-lugged, he probably only had like maybe a drink and a half, maybe two. Completely. So he just simply could not metabolize alcohol. All right, so there. But my point has been that I don't metabolize alcohol at all well. Part of it is I don't drink, but I get drunk very easily. I don't have liver chromosomes to metabolize it. So it's very easy for me to get drunk, but it would seem to me I have that choice. And the first time you have a drink and you get smashed in like 10 minutes and everybody else is not feeling anything, you know by the second time what's going to happen. So you have the choice of doing this or not doing this. So the genetic component is true of both models. either the illness model, predisposition, or the choice model. The question is, what do you do once you understand that you can't metabolize alcohol? Or that your behavior changes? You can drink or not drink. Well, again, there are two different philosophies. One says you can choose, you can moderate. The other says, you know, you can't, either it's all or nothing. You're either an alcoholic or you're and in fact, they don't even say that you're an alcoholic or not. They say you're an alcoholic, you'll always be an alcoholic. The question is, are you drinking? Are you dry or sober? Are you wet or sober? So you can see it depends where you're going to put your belief system, where what you're going to invest in. So the problem is you can't invest for somebody else. I can't say to you, it's a choice. The first time you had a drink, you may not have known that you couldn't metabolize alcohol. But after you did that, you now understand it. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? The other people who say, you're never going to be able to take another drink as long as you live, and the first time you take a drink, you've off the wagon. And it's going to, so, again, you as an individual who is not drinking can sort of have your philosophy. You can talk with people about it. If you're a parent who has a kid, or if you're a parent who has a family history of alcoholism, what you can say to your kids is, look, I gave you nice straight teeth, curly hair, big blue eyes, and an above average intellect, but I also gave you the genetic predisposition to decide that alcohol is your new best friend. And it's caused trouble with Uncle Harry, and Aunt Mildred can't, you know, keeps losing jobs, and cousin Sybil is now awaiting a transplant. So you can either go along with the family history of the genetic predisposition and the behavior that is disastrous, or you can make other choices. So if you're talking, it's still drug, we talk about drug problems, and I'll talk a little bit next hour about marijuana usage and the effect it's having on the Colorado economy. But basically the major drug of abuse in this country has been historically, is and will continue to be, alcohol. So it's something all of us need to think about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.